وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic concepts pertaining to humanity and mankind. And in the previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this topic, which is titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a compilation of the lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life stories and the seerah and the biographies of the great leaders of Islam, starting from the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which continues to the life of the great leaders of Islamic community from the pure progeny of the Prophet. By analyzing the lives of these personalities, we get to know more about the Islamic ideals, about humanity and mankind, especially when it comes to the socio-political aspects. So we covered the life of the Prophet of Islam. We arrived at towards the end of his life when he made the pilgrimage to Mecca for the last time, Hajjatul Wada. And there the Prophet delivered two sermons which are very decisive, that are called the Sermons of Mina. And in these two sermons, the pervasive tone and concept in those sermons are the socio-political aspects of the Islamic Ummah. And we covered those aspects. And we also talked about how these two sermons could be understood as the context for the incident of Ghadir, because these are three most important occasions that all Muslims are there to receive the final message, the final public message of the Prophet. And it makes sense because the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had developed and have erected a very tall building, Islamic community, and which continue to and continues to exist to this day. And it is only rational and logical that a person who has done so much in this regard, with all of those efforts and difficulties that he went through, and he started it from zero or even below zero, and obviously this was by the help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the whole process, and still the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the Islamic Ummah. But the efforts of the Prophet should not be overlooked. Anyways, so this is only logical and rational that a person who has made such great effort do not or does not just leave it without any will, any advice, any guidance about what is going to happen after me and what would be your source of reference to. So these are very important topics that are covered in these three occasions, two sermons of Mina and one sermon at the incident of Ghadir. Ayatollah Khamenei says that the incident of Ghadir, it has two dimensions. One dimension that Shia celebrated more than any other groups in Islamic Ummah, and that makes sense. Although it should not be like that, because Ghadir belongs to everyone, because Ghadir is the assignment or appointment of the next successor of the Prophet. However, throughout history, it has been so. And some other Muslim sects, especially with the rise of Salafis, they have chosen to dismiss or not to celebrate Ghadir. That's another discussion. But then there's a dimension of Ghadir that belongs to all Muslims, regardless of the political nature of Ghadir. And we're going to cover that after the short break in the next segment.
اللهم صل على محمد المصطفى اللهم صل على محمد المصطفى
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the incident of Ghadir and how there are two aspects of the incident of Ghadir. One is the political aspect, which unfortunately has been overlooked by other Muslim sects, and there is a more comprehensive and general aspect of the incident of Ghadir that all Muslim, the whole Muslim Ummah should pay attention to. And that is that what is the least level of the message that was conveyed in the Ghadir? And that was the fact that the Prophet wanted all Muslim community to renew their relationship with Amir al-Mu'mineen and to know him as the Wali. Okay, this is something that we all can agree on. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason. Even if we take, okay, we say, okay, let's assume we do not want to talk about the political successorship, okay? But then what's the meaning, what's the wisdom behind this, that the Prophet wanted everyone within the Muslim Ummah to know this? Some people, unfortunately, they try to say this was some misunderstanding, misconception among several people. Like there was a circle of people around the Prophet, they had some misunderstanding about the Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then the Prophet wanted to tell them, no, this is not true. Okay, if the Prophet wanted to tell them and to inform them or to clear off those misunderstandings, he did not need to stop all Muslims and he did not need to make a public announcement in a way that it would be a question for the rest of the Muslim Ummah, like thousands of people in a very hot weather. They are being stopped by the Prophet just to tell them there's a misunderstanding among a circle of people around me. No, this is not making sense. So the least possible explanation is that the Prophet wanted Muslims to know Amir al-Mu'mineen as a role model for themselves. Why? Because not all those who have converted to Islam, especially towards the end of the life of the Prophet, they were on the same level of ma'rifah and understanding of the religion. As the Quran says, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, after the triumph of Mecca, you see that people fawj, which means groups, large groups of people are converting to Islam. When you see them converting to Islam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدَ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ, do tasbih and do istighfar. And this is, Quranic exegetical experts would say that these are the preparations for the departure from this world. But those people who have converted to Islam in large groups, they did not have a chance to learn Islam, all different layers of Islamic teachings, Quranic interpretation, and everything. And they did not have a chance to spend time with the Prophet as much as other companions had. So from among all different companions that the Prophet ﷺ had, he wanted to make sure that these newly converted Muslims know that Amir al-Mu'mineen is the role model. This is very important. This is, okay, we said that we assume that this is not about political aspect, but once you guarantee that, once you establish that Amir al-Mu'mineen is the example of whom the Prophet wants other newly converted Muslims to follow and copy, we realize that even that consumes also the political aspect. That's a good discussion and a long one. Inshallah, we're going to continue that in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.